This weekend marks the 40th anniversary of the dedication of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. The work that began designer Maya Lin's career. She is also the subject of an exhibition currently underway at the National Portrait Gallery. NPR's Chloe Veltman explores how the show reflects the life of one of the world's greatest living artist architects.
Maya Lin doesn't much like being under the spotlight.
I've always sort of felt my works are public, but I'm not.
Her works include the Civil Rights Memorial in Alabama, the Langston Hughes Library in Tennessee, and What Is Missing, the massive ongoing environmental activism project she launched in 2009. Lin is 63 now, but her desire to keep her private life to herself dates back at least to her early 20s. She was still an undergraduate at Yale in 1981 when her sleek, understated design in black granite for the Vietnam Veterans Memorial beat out more than 1,400 other submissions and sparked a pitiless backlash. Footage from a US Fine Arts Commission meeting in 1981 shows Vietnam vet Tom Carhart sounding off from the podium.
One needs no artistic education to see this memorial design for what it is, a black scar.
When the camera pans to close-ups of Lin, you can see the then 21-year-old daughter of Chinese immigrants trying to maintain a brave face. To this day, the artist says she doesn't like talking about that period of her life.
Part of the controversy was my age, my race, my gender. It's like, it was really unpleasant.
So it took quite a bit of persuading to get the artist to agree to this first ever exhibition focusing on her life. Curator Dorothy Moss made the case.
And I said, this is the Smithsonian. We have a lot of school groups who come through, and the story of your persistence and resilience is one that would inspire young people. And so she agreed.
The exhibition traces Lin's life from her idyllic Ohio childhood through her work on the many buildings and public art projects she's designed all over the world to accolades like earning the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2016. It also offers visitors a glimpse into that private life. Curator Dorothy Moss points out Lin's busy sketchbooks.
I love showing these pages because you see how energized her line is and how fast her writing is.
There's the grey-brimmed wool hat Lin wore when she was going through the Vietnam Veterans Memorial mess.
And the reason why she liked to wear it around was to hide her eyes from the press.
Then there's the glass case with a pair of tiny frolicking deer crafted by the artist out of silver. They reflect her lifelong love of the natural world.
They're so animated. She made these when she was a high school student.
On a recent morning, students from a Washington, D.C. high school visiting the National Portrait Gallery's One Life Maya Lin show jot down memories of favorite places now lost to environmental destruction. They attach them to a large vinyl map on the wall, which is part of What Is Missing, Lin's multifaceted climate change project.
In New Hampshire, there's a lake called Forest Lake, and currently a major landfill company is trying to build a landfill right next to it.
In my grandfather's town in Spain, there was a fire this summer that led to a lot of the wildlife and farms to be lost. And when I visited the town, it was very sad to see how it had differed from my memories.
Maya Lin says the best way to inspire people to action is through this kind of empathy.
We hear, we read, we understand it's a little abstract. How do we make it personal? Because I think you have to, in the end, communicate not just the facts, but you have to get people to feel.
Lin says she likes what the National Portrait Gallery has done with this biographical show, though she's still a bit squeamish about being the center of attention.
I was happy with the show. I mean, I was embarrassed. I mean, I was a little, mortified by it.
Maya Lin might never get truly used to living in the public eye, but her works continue to grab the public's attention, and she hopes the public's activism too. Chloe Veltman, NPR News.